Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The latest tech trends on the horizon. We are back on the scene at CES 2017.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and the buzz continues over at CES 2017, talking more of the emerging trends making their way to the forefront, in particular, virtual reality, the cloud, and everyone's favorite voice assistant, Alexa. Breaking down what's new on those fronts is Tom Coughlin, IEEE senior member and founder of Coughlin Associates, on the scene at CES in Las Vegas. If you listen closely, you can hear the flurry of tech buzz amid the masses. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thank you.
A lot to get into. A huge, huge tech trend, obviously, is virtual reality. It's the next platform. Virtual reality, augmented reality technology has reached a new level of where it's about to impact our daily lifestyle. How is this reflected by what you're seeing at CES?
Oh, there's a ton of different products and services that are related to virtual reality and augmented reality. From the entertainment side, from information side, from and maybe not so much consumer application, but from the analysis of data. But augmented reality side, I think that there is a big angle on that in the automotive industry. A lot of things to help with. And it ties also into some of the trends, perhaps to autonomous vehicles, that sort of thing. We've got more tools that can help us to understand what's going on, you know, in our vehicle and in our surroundings today. And part of the way that people are getting that information are looking at getting the information to the consumers with essentially by overlaying displays on our normal view of the world.
Let's talk about the cloud for a little bit. The buzz is that it will become more and more prevalent in gaming, in cars. What's next for the cloud? Has CES hinted at the new frontiers we're looking at?
Yes, there's on several aspects, you know, we're doing a lot of things with our ever more powerful mobile devices with us, and also with our vehicles, things of that. They're becoming intelligent, moving application platforms or data centers. But the cloud. There's kind of like a few levels of what's happening with the connectivity. There's your local device, say within a car, but also there is to the surroundings, and this ties into a trend that some people talk about called smart cities, which to a lot of our IoT devices and to automobiles and other things will be these edge networks that you interface with on a local level. And then there is another level where it's in very large data centers, maybe remote to you, and that we oftentimes call the cloud. So we're in a three-tier of where the processing and networking and storage and memory is going to be located to enable us to have all these consumer applications we have today.
It's just all-encompassing. In following the latest happenings at CES, you really can't read anything without reading how Alexa, you know, Amazon's famed voice assistant, is poised to basically take over the world. What do you think? Because machine learning is huge, and it's sort of, you talk about new frontiers. Mm-hmm. That's certainly one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, the algorithms for understanding content, you know, bringing out information from, say, your voice or from images, has just gone developed enormously, along with the tools to make that possible, the faster processing power, the ability to store that information and access it quickly. All these things are enabling smarter machines, and particularly, in this case with Alexa or with Google Voice or even with Siri, that data going into the data centers where they have a lot of processing power available to be able to gather your intent from your words, your spoken words, for example, and turn that into commands and execute on them. So it's that's a clear example of where the cloud is making an impact, but also how the cloud is making an impact, you know, by the use of these tools.
We're speaking to IEEE's Tom Coughlin. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone, as we break down all things CES 2017. So, Tom, for all that you're seeing, it's got to be a complete barrage of tech innovation, new ideas, new gadgets. Is there anything that you've seen that either stands out, surprises you, or perhaps was unexpected?
Well, you know, there always is at the CES show. And one place where I really love to go to is called Eureka Park. And it's actually one of the sponsors is the National Science Foundation, but also with the Consumer Technology Association, CTA. And it's where a lot of the startups are, or small companies from a lot of countries. And so there's really fascinating things there that just, some things are just wild and crazy, and some things just fascinating. For instance, people putting electronics, flexible electronics into clothing to create sensors or to create feedback to you, to 3D printers that are printing biological materials, you know, to, I'm an engineer, right, to a basically a prototype device that can essentially 3D print a circuit board, drill the holes, and do the pick-and-place population of the board. You just find these wild, very interesting things here. Some things are very, there's both the crazy and the sublime,
right,
you know, that you can find in some of these places, particularly with these small outfits. And then, of course, you've got 4K displays everywhere, and that's going to be a huge trend, is moving into higher resolution content and getting that content to people. You know, there's got to be developments in terms of the networking speed to be able to deliver that content, the compression algorithms. And also, area that I work in is digital storage. There's distribution media, like a new type of Blu-ray disc that is made particularly for the 4K high dynamic range, high color gamut content.
It'll be interesting to see how it all kind of comes together in 2017. Tom Coughlin, thanks very much for the time.
You're welcome. A pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks again to Tom Coughlin for joining us. That wraps up the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.